From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is heading to the Middle East Friday, attending the first meeting between representatives of the governments of Saudi Arabia and Iraq to explore ways of improving relations between the two countries. Tillerson will also meet with Qatar leaders and U.S. military officials in Doha to discuss counterterrorism efforts and other issues before visiting Pakistan and Switzerland. In what's becoming a contentious political issue in the United States, U.S. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis said the military is investigating the deaths of four American soldiers in Niger earlier this month at the hand of Islamic jihadists.
We investigate any time we have our troops killed, whether it be in training accidents or combat. I don't care if it's in a car accident in DOD. We investigate the circumstances surrounding and see how we can address the very questions you brought up about what can we do in the future.
The soldiers were killed earlier this month as Islamic State militants ambushed U.S. and Nigerian forces during a firefight that also killed four of Niger's security personnel. Senator John McCain, a frequent critic of President Trump, is threatening to issue a subpoena to get more information about the attack. A new study says pollution is the world's number one killer, causing one out of every six deaths. That's about 9 million people in 2015. The study, published in the journal Lancet, said the overwhelming majority of pollution-related deaths come in developing countries, where the authors say leaders are more concerned about building their economies and infrastructure than environmental regulations. For more on these and other top stories, visit us online from Washington. This is VOA News. At least two top U.S. officials say North Korea is likely just months away from being capable of striking the United States with a nuclear missile. CIA Director Mike Pompeo told a forum in Washington on Thursday that North Korea is so far along that now it's a matter of thinking about how you stop the final step.
And it is the case that they are close enough now in their capabilities that from a U.S. policy perspective, we ought to behave as if we are on the cusp of them achieving that objective.
U.S. National Security Advisor General H.R. McMaster said on Thursday that Washington was racing to resolve the situation short of using military force. Meanwhile, Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina tells VOA that President Trump needs to keep military force on the table, at least theoretically.
Trump's got to convince the region that he doesn't want a war, but if there's going to be a war, it's going to be over there, not in America.
These comments come as tensions between the U.S. and North Korea have been steadily rising following Pyongyang's latest nuclear test last month, its sixth overall, and the repeated tests of what intelligence officials have assessed to be both intermediate and long-range ballistic missiles. Amid revelations that Russian elements have spent large sums of money on internet ads targeting Americans ahead of the 2016 U.S. election, lawmakers rolled out a bipartisan proposal to regulate online political advertising. Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota, the ranking Democrat on the Rules Committee, which has jurisdiction over federal elections, outlines what's in the bill.
Our bill, the Honest Ads Act, would bring transparency and accountability to paid political advertising by simply extending the current disclosure laws to those when they're run online. It is fair, and it's the right thing to do.
Executives from Facebook, Google, and Twitter will have a chance to weigh in on the legislation when they testify in an open hearing at the Senate Intelligence Committee later this month, next month, rather. Two former U.S. presidents have weighed in on the current state of American politics. Neither George W. Bush nor Barack Obama mentioned Donald Trump by name, but their messages seemed directly aimed at him. They both appealed for an end to divisiveness in political discourse. This is a clear break with the long-standing tradition of former presidents avoiding policy statements or comments on the sitting president. The Los Angeles Police Department says it has opened an investigation into movie producer Harvey Weinstein after an unnamed Italian actress made allegations of sexual assault. Weinstein also faces sex offense allegations in New York and in London. From Washington, I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.